Hey, come over. God. Just come over. Fuck.
I'm coming. God. Hello? What are you doing here? Yeah, I told you to come over this morning. It's like 1 in the afternoon. No, I just had to hang a shelf. I needed somebody to hold something for me. No, you can go. It's all good. Yeah, it's fine. It's not gonna, like, affect the, you know, whatever. Just, I have stuff I gotta do, okay? Yeah, stuff. I'm decorating. I'm cleaning up the house. Wednesday said that the house didn't look refined enough. So, you can go whenever. Yeah, I get that you came all this way, but I'm really not in the mood. I mean, I sort of put up the shelves so I could, you know, sleep with somebody else. So, whenever you want to go. Okay. How about this? Say please, and I'll think about it. See, was that so hard? And I thought about it, and the answer is no. Please leave. Please leave. Oh, man. Ugh. You are hot when you're desperate. Okay. Come on in. No. Don't beg and plead and then be angry when I give you what you want. Come on in. Now, sit on the floor. I said sit. Look, you came over here because of one thing, right? That thing is that I fuck you better than anybody else you've met. I mean, come on, you tolerate a bunch of shit from me that you wouldn't tolerate from somebody else. Let's just be honest with ourselves for a minute. I know what I am, and you know what I am as well. So let's cut the bullshit, right? Right? Look. I like to have fun, right? You know that. I know that. We both know that. But I don't want to have that kind of fun right now. I kind of hung a shelf because Wednesday said that I could do some things that I've been wanting to do for a while. So I need to keep myself ready for that. She's a little bit more, I guess, picky than you are. But I'm generous today. I mean, hell, I put up a fucking shelf. And I only... Well, I did it for lots of reasons, but I feel like giving is the moral of the story. So how about this? I'm going to give you some instructions. Yes, instructions. That's all. You can go. No, I'm serious. You can go ahead. Just leave. No one's going to know. Mike's not gonna know. I won't tell anybody. I mean, hell, I don't even know if they know your name, so you can go if you don't want instructions. Oh. You're still sitting there. Is it possible that, like, I was right? Yeah, I think I might have been right. That's so fun, isn't it? I'm right because I know from the bottom of my heart that the thing that makes you come the hardest is me. It's not my cock. It's not the way you like to get thrown around. It's me. I know what I am. And I know that you're addicted to it. So how about this? Let's get things started, shall we? Do you like my shoes? Answer me. Do you like my shoes? Good, I'm glad. I mean, Saturday picked them out for me, and she has impeccable taste. But she told me last week that they weren't clean enough, that I needed to polish them, and, well, again, I'm a pleaser. Won't you help me with this? Come on now. I'm gonna give you instructions, and you're going to follow them. and rubbing your desperate cunt against my boots is gonna feel better than every other man you've slept with in your fucking life. That's my guarantee. Now then, go ahead, grind. Do it. Atta girl, inch closer. Start with your clit. Good girl. Now that's not so bad, is it? A little more pressure if you don't mind, though. Gotta really get it into all of those scratches in the leather, don't you think? Little more. Little more. Come on. You could do better than that. Here, let me help you. I'll push your shoulders down. Atta girl, and tilt my boot up a little bit. There we go. Atta girl. Oh, yes. That's better, isn't it? Admit it. That feels great. You wanted to deny it. I could see it in your lips. But you can't lie to me. Because you know I don't give a shit. Lying to me makes no fucking difference because the truth and a lie look exactly the fucking same. Oh, yeah, so why don't you look up at me with those pretty eyes and tell me the truth? It feels good. There we go. Nicely done. See? So easy. Oh, yes, telling the truth is easy, just like you are. Just like every single one of you are. All of you are so similar, yet you detest each other. You all want my fucking attention, and the only thing that you're getting is my boot on your fucking cunt. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. Show me your chest, pretty thing. Oh, yes. Look at them. So pretty. So pretty. But they have little marks on them, too. Is that from the clothes that you're wearing? They look just like my shoes. These little things that need to be polished off. Oh. Here, let me help. Say thank you. Say thank you. Good girl. Now, we're going to work on some more instructions, okay? Do you understand? Wrap your arms around my leg and grind into me. Throw your clit against the fucking laces. 1 minute on each shoe, and if you haven't come by the end of it, I might just think of a new punishment for you. Go ahead. Get started. Now, let me tell you how things are going to be from now on. You see, I was in a good mood today. You know, well, with my house admittedly looking nicer with that new shelf up and the promise of all sorts of deviant things being done for me at my request, I was in a very agreeable mood. I had overlooked the fact that you didn't come to me when you were told. I find that highly, highly offensive. You see, one of the things that I value is that you're all so desperate. And potentially letting me just go without the help that I need. That's not very desperate, is it? Look at me. Other shoe. Good girl. Look at the other one. It's so nice. Nice and polished, don't you think? Kiss it. No, go ahead, kiss it. Good. Good. You know there are consequences when you don't follow the rules, just like I was saying. Now grind on the other one. Now about these punishments that I was thinking of. You see, when I was in a good mood earlier, I didn't care, but now you look, well, needy. And I think that perhaps we could find a way to satisfy my need to punish you and your need for my attention. So from now on, whenever you want something, you're going to get on your fucking hands and knees and you're going to beg. And I'm going to decide if you're begging pretty enough for me. Does that make sense? Do you understand? Yes? Good. Good. Keep grinding. I had a girl. You can come if you want to. I don't give a shit. Just add a little texture to the boots. Oh, yes. Look at you go. Your time's almost up. You better come if you want to. I should do this again sometime. This is fun. Off. 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 I don't care how close you were. Off. Now, kneel for me. Hands and knees. That's right. Kiss the boot again. You got it. Good girl. When I call you next time, you do as I fucking say. Leave work early. I don't give a shit. I don't care. What I care about is my needs, and I went without them today. I'm fighting the urge to deny you what you so obviously need. But I won't. I'm being told by people that an eye for an eye just doesn't work. I need to be more understanding. So that's what we're going to do today. I'm going to be understanding. And I'm going to let you come. Every time you kiss my boot, you're allowed to rub your desperate cunt for 10 seconds. Do you understand? One on each, back and forth. Go ahead. Good girl. Good girl. You're so pathetic. You know, you might just be the most pathetic of all of them. The others, they try to appeal to me with slutty clothing and slutty behavior, but you, you'll just go straight to the boots. There's nothing too degrading for you, and I love that about you. Don't look at me. I didn't say I love you. I said I love that about you. The same way that I love watching your lips press into the leather on my fucking boots. Good girl. Keep going. Atta girl. You can come as much as you want. You almost wish I would tell you you couldn't, though. Isn't that right? Oh, that little look of desperation. You come harder thinking that I might not let you. Well, how about this as a promise? In the next minute, I'm going to end this little charade. Maybe it's the full minute, maybe it's 10 seconds. Who knows? Does that get your cunt going? Does it? Does it? Do you need a threat, a failure to feel success? You're so pathetic. Good girl. Good girl. You better hurry. Oh, am I going to say it? Am I going to say it? I wonder if I'm going to say it. I am. Stop touching yourself. Stop. Stop. We're done. You got all the instruction that you wanted. I got some freshly polished leather. I would say that we both got what we want. Don't you think? Don't you think that's fair? I agree. But, as I said, fair is, as I'm told, not always the answer. It's important to be charitable, don't you think? Look at me. You're hanging on every word. I'm going to call Mike and tell him that he can have a turn with you. I wonder what he'll do. You see, I'm still saving myself like I promised, but you'd seem like a great gift for him. Don't tell him it's charity. Hell, don't even tell him that I sent you. I'll just call it my good act for the day. Now then, you're going to stay kneeled there. Do you understand? Right by the door. Just like that, on your knees, naked. When he comes through the door, you're going to ask him, "May I clean your boots?" And if he says yes, you're going to do for him what you did for me. And you're going to kiss and rub his cock against your face, and if he decides to use your throat, You're going to let him. Charity. It's a beautiful thing, don't you think? Good girl. Maybe I should keep you around more. You'd like that, wouldn't you?